Chinese President Xi Jinping just wrapped up a nearly two-hour speech at the opening of the crucial Communist Party Congress in Beijing, the week-long event that chooses the top leadership for Asia's number one economy. Mr. Xi is expected to secure a president-breaking third term in office, and he spoke about a range of things, from progress China has made during his 10 years in power to the environment, to the one country, two systems policy. President Xi says China has started a great struggle against separatism and foreign interference on Taiwan. Beijing stepped up military pressure after a visit to the island by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in August, a trip that it saw as a major violation of its sovereignty. And since then, the People's Liberation Army has also flown warships and warplanes nearly every day across the de facto dividing line in the Taiwan Strait.
面对台独势力分裂活动和外部势力干涉台湾事务的严重挑衅，我们坚决开展反分裂、反干涉重大斗争，展示了我们维护国家主权和领土完整、反对台独的坚强决心。 和强大能力面对国际局势急剧变化，我们保持战略定力，发扬斗争精神，在斗争中维护国家尊严和核心利益。
Well, the Chinese leader's strong words on reunification with Taiwan drew the longest applause so far in the speech, and he said all options are on the table. And for more on this, Olivia Seung joining us now from the Great Hall of the People in Beijing, the venue of the 20th Party Congress of the Chinese Communist Party. Olivia, how has President Xi positioned his vision for China? Any surprises there?
Well, Ella, you know, this was a much shorter speech, just lasting for under 2 hours, compared to the last speech that Mr. Xi gave at the previous party congress, which was a marathon 3.5 hours. But nonetheless, this was a speech that was extremely wide-ranging. It covered domestic issues as well as the challenges that China faces abroad. You know, at the end of it, there were no real huge surprises or policy shifts as we had expected, because Mr. Xi, having been at the helm for two terms and for 10 years, has already laid out his policy agenda. But nonetheless, it was very clear as to how he intends to take the country forward in his unprecedented third term, which we are widely expecting to happen at the end of this Congress. Now, Mr. Xi in his speech gave himself a glittering report card, looking back, saying that the last decade featured three major events of great importance: the centenary of the Communist Party, entering a new era in socialism with Chinese characteristics, which refers to the era that since President Xi came to power. Also, he said that China has achieved the historic task of completing the fight in poverty alleviation, achieving its first centenary goal of building a moderately prosperous society in all respects as well. Now, especially also in the face of the COVID pandemic, Mr. Xi touched on it. He said that China had tenaciously pursued the zero COVID policy and protected people's health and safety to the greatest extent possible, and launched an all-out people's war against the virus. Now, there have been many questions as to whether China would shift gears with its zero COVID policy, given that it has taken a huge toll on China's economy. There's been growing frustration as well. But the signal has been very clear that China looks like it's going to stick to this policy in the road ahead, as it has been personally tied to the success of the party and Mr. Xi himself. Mr. Xi also talked about the challenges abroad. There was no mention specifically of any countries like the US or the West, but he did say that confronted with drastic changes in the international landscape, China managed to maintain firm strategic resolve and showed great fighting spirit, also seeking to position China here as a global leader. He said that China has managed to foster a new type of international relations. Now, that was a good chunk of Mr. Xi's speech, the first part of the speech, but then he turned to looking ahead, what's next for the party and the country. And he said that the central task of the ruling Communist Party next is to unite the people, to build China into an all-round great modern socialist nation to fulfill its second centenary goal. This idea of a great nation repeatedly being used by President Xi himself. But he did sound a warning. He did acknowledge that China, he said, needs to be prepared for what he said are dangers and to deal with worst case scenarios and be ready to withstand high winds, he said, choppy waters and dangerous storms. The solution to that, though, seems to be the party. He moved on to talk about the economic headwinds facing the country, saying that, you know, innovation will continue to be at the heart of China's modernization drive, calling for a greater push for self-reliance, even as it faces tensions with the West.
Well, Olivia, picking up at the point where you mentioned that President Xi laid out policy agendas and perhaps even looking forward to having plans being shared moving forward by the end of the week, what does this all mean for President Xi going into this week-long of meetings?
Well, there's no doubt that it's Mr. Xi's vision, front and center, at the heart of the Communist Party, with his position as the core leader. And that's something that we've seen in the lead up to the opening of this Congress, state media officials all, you know, being effusive in their praise for Mr. Xi. We saw 2,300 delegates in attendance coming from all over the country. We also saw Mr. Xi's predecessors, Hu Jintao, sitting on stage alongside other Chinese leaders. Notably absent was his predecessor, Jiang Zemin, who is 96 years old. He was not present today, as there have been speculations about his health. He was last seen publicly in 2019 at the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic. So that was something that was noteworthy as well. But all focus really is going to be on Mr. Xi in the week ahead. We are expecting an amendment to be made to the Constitution. Analysts are expecting Mr. Xi's political thought and ideology to be elevated to a level that is on par with Mao Zedong, something that no other Chinese leader would have been able to achieve as well. And yesterday at a news conference, the spokesperson for the Congress saying that there had been widespread support for the amendment of the Constitution, even though he was not entirely specific about what it would entail. But we will find out more towards the end of these meetings next weekend. Also, another key thing that we'll be looking out for that will show, you know, Mr. Xi's influence and how much influence he has amassed in his last two terms is the new leadership lineup, the new top decision-making Politburo Standing Committee of the party. Who is going to make the cut and lead China forward? That's all huge things that we'll be looking out for next weekend. Ella?
Thank you very much for that. That was Olivia Xiong live at the Great Hall of People in Beijing.